This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to the Vedic Wisdom. Thanks for being with us today. I want to talk to you about reincarnation from an interesting point of view. I've been influenced, I guess. Recently, there's been another movie taking on the concept of dying and getting another chance. I mean, many of us are aware of a movie called Groundhog's Day. And we ride along with Bill Murray, and he goes through the shock and the transitions, mental concerns. First he cares, then he does it, and then he figures out it's got to be an answer, and how does he stop it? And there's another new one out, the Tom Cruise thing. And what they're doing is they're stopping and starting. They go out and do their life, and oops, got killed, go back, start again. And they're getting to restart in like 24 hours or a little more, or something of that variety. Like Groundhog's Day was every day he woke up the same morning. And this latest movie is similar to that, that he wakes up in the same position, more or less. So what we see in these depictions is that they're going through a Hollywood-based reincarnation. They're having the situation go wrong. They end up getting killed and start again. Get a free ride. Another chance to do it again. You gotta go, well, that's pretty cool. You certainly would pass all your tests, wouldn't you? You'd certainly accomplish all your life's goals, wouldn't you? You'd certainly know what's going to happen. Kind of gives you an advantage, you know? Well, let's take a look at that seriously. Because we're eternal living entities, and the bodies are temporary. So we go on forever, just like the character in our movies. But the duration is short. Now in the movies, they, you know, writer's prerogative, they shorten it down to 12 hours or 24 hours, excuse me. They have a 24-hour window, and they start again. Well, on the platform of eternal, maybe 50, 60 years is pretty short too, isn't it? It ain't much, is it? Well, that gives us a different perspective, doesn't it? Because these lives are an opportunity for us to get it right. And we go through a lifetime and we try and we do our best. We see here, we try there, we care about this, we want that. Desires, 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 experiences, 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 getting old, death. Sometimes untimely, boom, car crash, death. Sometimes a variety of things. And this is similar to what we're seeing in these movies. Well, actually, it's happening to us now. It's the practical side of reincarnation. It's just on a longer scale. Instead of a 24-hour cycle, it's a life cycle. A lifetime, the duration of your material body. Now, let's take another look at that. Let's say, look at these bugs and insects. There's little gnats and bugs and moths and stuff like that. They only live hours or a couple days, a week. Certain butterflies and this and that, their life cycle's only a few weeks. There's germs, smaller, their life cycle's shorter yet. So this idea of round and round the wheel, in Vedic literature it's called the samsara wheel, the cycle of birth and death. This is what is actually happening. These movies are actually depicting reality from a Hollywood perspective, of course. But the reality is you're in it now. So what are you supposed to be getting right? Are you looking in the right direction? Are you picking up on the things you should be? Are you doing as much good as you can while you're here? Are you going around warning people, oh, don't touch that, don't do this. You know, don't touch fire, you'll be burned. How do you know that? Well, the same thing. Don't be sinful. Don't cause pain. Don't cause injury. Don't lie. Don't bear false witness. Don't accuse people unjustly. Don't unnecessarily waste resources. Don't kill as a matter of life, as a standard of living. Oh, I don't like it. Kill it. Why would you know that? Because been around the life cycle enough times to know it has a negative result. It has a bad result. then you have to have the intelligence. That means you act the next time, you act better. Well, this is what's going on. The problem is that we don't have a full lifetime's memories. We have some. Many, many, many people bring talents and skills from their previous lives. Even memories and lessons, life's lessons. Many people bring life's lessons through with them. It's obvious. People inherently know, don't do that. No, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be involved with that. I don't want to be involved with them. And they're bringing these through from their previous lives. So the cycle of reincarnation makes a lot of sense. Especially if you tie it up to the karmic reaction, the laws of material nature. If you do good, you get good. If you do bad, you get bad. Well, it isn't just in this life. It's in this cycle we're talking about. The samsara cycle of birth and death. We're in it. How many times have you died? How many times have you had birth? The number is, well, according to the Vedic literature, it says it's unknown, uncalculable. We're not able to put a number on it because we have no idea how long we've lived. Well, there is no beginning. We've lived eternally. When the Lord separated us, it isn't that we didn't exist. We were separated from the Lord as an individual. That was the beginning of our individual karmic life. That was the beginning of our individualism. The Lord's intent was that we, as living entities, would render service and exchange love with Him. Isn't that really the intent of why you create so many things? You want to enjoy it and have a, give it a purpose and exchange the happiness, the love. This is the intent behind the Lord's creating the multiple living entities. Hundreds of billions, uncountable, innumerable is the word. Innumerable living entities, all individually situated, experiencing their own fulfillment of their own desires and enjoying or suffering the results. And they're not doing it on a 24-hour basis. They're doing it on a lifetime basis. You really got quite a period of time to grow up, to be educated, to learn a few lessons, to try to get your act together and engage in your duty, service, responsibility, such that you elevate yourself. Well, what does elevate mean? It means draw yourself out of the material contamination. Bring yourself back to the true position, and that is you were intended to exchange love and service. We tend to confuse love with lust. People think, oh, I love that person because they have sex with that person. But if you have a real consciousness, if you developed yourself at all above the animal species, you see love, real love, caring, selfless caring. We see it in the animals. Many people have pets because of the love, unconditioned love. They just love their owners. They're cared for, they're happy, and they love their owners for it. This is the relationship we're supposed to have with the Lord. The Lord is providing us everything we need, including these bodies and this material play field. And we should be very happy and very grateful, and we should love Him for doing so. But we get lost. We get lost in the distractions of the material world, which has become really an epidemic. We're living in a time where they call it technology, but actually it's an epidemic of distractions. There's very little benefit to your consciousness derived from all the distractions. There is an internet with 50 billion sites on it. And generally speaking, people go to 30 or 40 or 50, and that's about it. So all this great advancement, but it's not really being used. But you're being distracted. You can't go to a page without having dozens of advertisements. Distractions. You don't want these items. Some of them are completely not directed at you. And you go, oh, who cares? Psh, ignore it. But no, you're not ignoring it. You're actually evaluating it in an instant and dismissing it. Well, you just add up enough instants or enough minutes or enough time or enough days or enough weeks, months, years, and you're not making any advancement on your goal in life. You're being distracted from doing anything productive. So if we stop and take a look at, wait a minute, we reincarnate life after life after life, and we determine our next life by the quality of our activities in this life, and it's a continued cycle where we're supposed to actually be learning that love, service, truthfulness, compassion is our real nature and is really what we're supposed to be engaged in constantly. We're not supposed to be distracted. We're not supposed to be doing frivolous things. We're not supposed to be trying to find a paintbrush to fix this rock chip in the front of my car. Get serious. And this is what's happened. Society has made 1,000 other things more important than the goal of life. Many, many things more important than just caring for the children, than just being honest at work and in your dealings, than developing your understanding of eternal versus temporary, than becoming a conscious contributor to society, than standing up for the truth and being a compassionate person, standing up for the underdog, compassionately helping the less fortunate. Where's all that gone? That's not old stuff. That's not things they used to do. That's the stuff we're all supposed to be doing. But the television has turned the course, turned the tide of society into a selfish, greedy, lusty, angry society that has no hope. They're losing hope. They're losing faith. They're losing confidence. They've lost their sense of duty because it's been drilled into everyone. Because you, whoever you are listening to me, you watch too much television. If you watch 5 minutes a day, that's too much television. It's a mind control device to distract you from being God conscious, from being godly, from being an elevated conscious person who's contributing the best you possibly can, selflessly. Not expectation for, oh, I need a couple bucks out of that. No. Selflessly. But instead, everybody's addicted. They're addicted to money. They're addicted to gasoline. They're addicted to drugs. They're addicted to the screens. Television, computer, screens. It's addictions. It's all over in our society. The normal level of consciousness is missing. People, generally speaking, if they get out of the screens, they get into their things. Well, we knew decades ago that materialism and things is a waste of time. Many, many people identified, this commercialism, this things stuff, isn't the goal of life. It doesn't make you happy. Oh, I need that. Well, get one. I got one. I don't like it. Well, what do I do now? Get rid of it. Oh, I can't get rid of it. I paid for it. Oh, my God. A garage full of stuff you don't need. A closet full of stuff you don't like. But your head, your consciousness, your contribution, your development, your purity, your divinity is neglected. Srila Prabhupada uses the example that it's like having a cage and taking good care of the cage but neglecting the bird inside. Well, this life you've got, the inside person is you, the conscious living entity who is eternal, struggling with material nature, trying to find eternal happiness in a temporary place. But the distractions is what's got you. The distractions are endless. They are throwing them at us. You get on the street, there's signs. You drive along, there's all sorts of crap in the middle of the road. There is distractions everywhere, at every turn, under every level, at every age group of life. There are distractions to keep you from focusing on a higher purpose. And this is not accidental. This is on purpose by the controllers, the geopolitical engineers who control society. They've been manipulating society in a subtle plane as hard as they can for a very long time, trying to remove you from awakening to your divinity and demanding that the society be run honestly. No one can debate society is dishonest. No debate whatsoever. I mean, I think the minister of police in this country just got convicted of corruption. And it's one of 100,000 of officials that are corrupt. It's everywhere. It's in business. You have teachers that aren't actually intelligent enough to teach, that didn't actually get a good degree, that don't even really know the subject, that are teaching others. This is cheating. It's another type of criminal act. So we have a society that is completely upside down, and they're trying to keep it that way. Because if you get it right side up, you'll notice that the leaders are the problem, and they will be removed. And honest, just, courageous people will be put in charge. And that's what everybody talks about. Oh, why'd they do this? That isn't right. That shouldn't be done. They've got to fix this. Why are they doing that? On and on and on and on and on and on and on. The complainers and the fault finders, the superficial analysis of the nonsense that's going on. But the root is they're trying to make you distracted to be godless and selfish. And they've done it. Everybody's looking out for number one, and they think it's a right that nobody can challenge. No, it's not a right. It's an option. The right is to return to your original consciousness, developing love of God, compassion to all beings, working in a service mentality. That's normal. Normal. What is going on here? This selfishness, unrestricted, limited selfishness is what's going on in our society now. And it's ruining everything. The family unit's coming apart. The government is a joke. The relationship we have to the planet is totally exploitation and contamination. It's amazing. But no, nothing's being done about all those problems because everybody's so distracted, you can't get them away from their screen. You can't get them to stand up. You can't even get in a group, an organization to come together to communicate on a platform. They all agree this is not correct. We need to fix it. You can't even get them organized enough to find a leader and a person to champion to get in there and get it fixed and set it right. They can't even do that. You can't even get people to leave their keyboards. I was talking to a lady one day. She was talking about trying to protest the TPPA, which is a sovereignty attack upon all nations. And she was concerned about it and trying to get an organization together, and she couldn't get anybody off their phones, off their computers, couldn't get anybody. It was supposed to be a mass protest in this town. And it was a joke, maybe 100 people. There's 170,000 people here. 80% of them should have been there. No, you can't get any unity. This society is too busy being distracted with things that don't actually change their lives. They're caught. They're caught taking care of things and adjusting. It's all adjusting to maintain status quo. It's not growing. It's maintaining status quo. Oh, yeah, he goes out there and he makes another $25,000. But that $25,000 only goes to sustain the lifestyle and expenses he already has. He doesn't change anything. Maybe go out for a holiday for a week for the whole family. You know? But there's no real change in his consciousness. There's no real change in his perspective, his understanding. He thinks he's figured that out long ago, and he's happy working like an ass, a camel, carrying a big burden, and doing anything he has to do to get more money to keep it going. And we have a society that almost everyone is caught in that loop. The young people go, "What are you doing?" The old people go, "There's no option." And the people in between are too lazy, stuck behind screens, keeping up status quo. So this is the reality of what's going on here. We need to wake up to the fact that we're eternal living entities, and this particular life is one of many, many, many we have had and will have unless we learn how to stop the cycle of birth and death, unless we become responsible for our activities. Unless we start to use our intelligence, our education, our point of view to discern truth from lie. It isn't a matter of option. If you accumulate a whole bucket full of lies, you got nothing. And if you accumulate a bucket that's half full of lies and half full of truth, you need to sort out what's what and clean out the lies so you can put more truth in your bucket. Nobody's thinking about their life of separating the truth from the lies. Everybody's just trying to get by and look out for number one. This is childishness. Literal childishness. Just like there's been, it's global now, but there's been quite an uproar about the fluoride in water. And the people are so dumbed down by the fluoride, they're actually believing the lies that it's good for you in some fictitious way. And they want it in their water. Unbelievable. This is how controlled the society has become. They want the very causes of their suffering to continue. This is why this movement, the Hare Krishna movement, is on the planet to wake you from this insanity. The society has gone insane. It is unable to direct itself and find its way out like a blind person, unable to get its orientation and find its way out of the danger. The society needs leaders, guidance, from a spiritual point of view, from an intellectual, an intelligent point of view, from a factual point of view. I've repeated many times on this program that the Vedic literature that this Krishna consciousness movement is based on is a protected scripture. It's not one of the others. It's not written and rewritten and edited and rewritten, a new version, old version, next version, modern version. No way. It is the same version. It is disseminated by the Lord specifically into every universe, specifically so that the living entities in the human form can get true knowledge in proper perspective. It is protected by an unbroken chain of spiritual masters, saints, and sages, such that the knowledge does not get adulterated. And it gets presented everywhere. The two things, the Vedic literature, the oldest and most accurate and enduring scripture, and the Krishna consciousness, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The sound vibration that purifies the dirty things, sweeps out the lies out of your brain, cleanses you, brings you back to the real consciousness, gives you an opportunity to hear the knowledge and put it together. Because everyone is so dull. Everyone's education was so poor. I got a phone call the other night of a survey. What do you think of the education system? And I said, it sucks. They're not giving any knowledge. They're not even teaching people how to learn. They're not teaching people how to think. They're letting them look at movies and read stupid books and distracting them as much at school as if they're distracted by their computer screens at home. It's a disgrace. And the whole human society is suffering under the same problem. There's no education. There's lies and deception in the news. The television is trying to make you enjoy, make you be a consumer. Sale, big sale, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, don't miss out, get it while it's hot. Constantly bombarding you, constantly. You need chocolate. On and on and on and on and on. Buy the new Ford. It goes on and on and on and on, and you sit and watch it, listen to it. Back in the times when I allowed television in our home, it was mute. Anytime the commercials came on, immediately mute. Nobody listens to commercials. No way. No way. And most times we had discussion and made sure nobody was watching, because there's so many subliminals in the television set, in the advertisements. So to keep everybody being cuckoo, we muted the advertisements and tried not to look at the screen until the story of some type of information or some type of an entertainment came back. Now, the whole television is so dangerous because there's no stories written honestly anymore. They're all intended to make you come to a mental conclusion they want you to come to. It's all mind control. The television is 99.95678. Whoops. Mind control. It's not entertainment. You think the government wants to entertain you? No. They're buying that stuff and they're pumping it out at you so you're mind controlled and you won't revolt against their corruption. They're misusing their responsibility to keep the human society developing their consciousness and returning to divine beings. Helpful, compassionate, loving servants. God-conscious, purified beings who live a life of example for one another and encourage each other to improve and be better, to protect the environment, protect the children, protect knowledge, protect the truth. Love people, don't lust for them. Open your heart, open your mind to give and care and share selflessly. That's who we really are. That is our reality. This is all a temporary injunction. This is all a temporary distraction. This is a mind-controlled, geopolitically engineered society that's meant to keep you dumb and quiet while they rape the planet and steal the money and destroy your life force energies by giving you trinkets, just like the native Indians. They give you trinkets and beads for thousands of acres of fantastic, phenomenal, pristine land, blankets and beads. Same thing is happening to you right now. You get the television and the screen and computers and cars so that you can work your life force and to make all this money that they take from you. And you consume all these things that you don't even need. Rise above this illusion. Rise above this misconception of life. Recognize you are in a cycle of birth and death, where the cause of your next life, birth, is determined by the quality of your work in this life. And get to work and be responsible. Do the best you can. Give. Become a conscious, divine, purified being. Realize you're actually part and parcel of God and a servant of God. Act like it. Encourage others to act like it. Watch the world change before your very eyes. And by the way, you're going to have to fight with the monsters at the top. You can't just ask them to put it down and walk away. They won't do it. So you got to fight for your rights. And then you use your independence for developing the divine causes, the divine point of view. You return to your original consciousness.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.